The top stories. Yemen State Television has broadcast an audio message from the country's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, after he was wounded in an attack on the presidential palace. Mr. Saleh says he was doing well after being lightly wounded. Anti-government forces shelled the palace compound, injuring Yemen's prime minister, the speaker of parliament, and killing three presidential guards. Former Bosnian Serb army commander Ratko Mladic has faced the UN War Crimes Tribunal for the first time. He's denied the accusations against him, calling them obnoxious. The 69-year-old has been charged with atrocities during the Bosnian War in the early 1990s. Unions have criticised Fair Work Australia's decision to increase the minimum wage by 3.4%. The nation's lowest paid workers have been given a modest boost of $19.40 a week. The Australian Council of Trade Unions says that's not enough to keep up with the rising cost of living. And in the tennis, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal will face off in the final of the French Open after winning their semi-finals. Federer beat Novak Djokovic in four sets. Nadal won decisively in three sets against Andy Murray. That's the latest from ABC News.